Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen.
If he hadn't loved me like he does, I wouldn't be. He had saved me, I'd suffer through eternity. I'm going to tell you tonight, had it not been for Jesus Christ, I'd be in a devil's hell tonight, amen. But it's because of the Lord Jesus Christ, the blood of Calvary, that I'm saved, amen, and I'm going to heaven, amen. And just want to bring honor and glory to God, amen. We do thank you, and we'll rejoice, amen. And I tell you, I want you to help us sing that chorus. And Jesus, look here, when this thing's all said and done, it ain't going to be about what I built, amen. It ain't going to be about what you built. It ain't going to be about your job. No, it's going to be all about Jesus, amen. That's what it's all going to be about. Amen. They're singing. You pray for them tonight. Amen.
If he hadn't loved me like he does, well, I wouldn't be. If he hadn't saved me, I'd suffer through eternity. If I had but one breath, I'd use it to praise him with. For he is really all that matters when this thing is over. Across death's cold waters, we'll see more clearly, see that really he's it. All that matters when this thing is over. Across death's cold waters, we'll see more clearly, see that really he's it.
You know, it ain't gonna matter what kind of truck you drive. It ain't gonna matter what kind of house you got. So when I get on that side, it's going to be the only thing that matters to me.
For he is really all that matters when this thing is over. Across death's cold waters, we'll see more clearly, see that really he. For he is really all that matters when this thing is over. Across death's cold waters, we'll see more clearly, see that really he is. If he hadn't loved me like he does, well, I wouldn't be. If he hadn't saved me, I'd suffer through eternity. If I had but one breath, I'd use it to praise him with. For he is really all that matters when this thing is over. Across death's cold waters, we'll see more clearly, see that really he's it. For he is really all that matters when this thing is over. Across death's cold waters, we'll see more clearly, see that really he's.
We're going to go to a live recording from the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church where we're looking at the fall of Noah. And we have looked already at the fall of Noah can be seen in comparison between Adam and Noah. There's several similarities between the fall of Adam and the fall of Noah. And I find it interesting there. We're going to be looking today at how the fall of Noah can be seen to give coaching. In other words, there's some things we can learn from the fall of Noah. We got to know this, that Noah was a natural man. He was a great leader. Yes, he followed the leadership of God, but he was also in the flesh. And our flesh is corrupt. Our flesh will cause us to fall. And so we have to be very careful. At this time, we're going to go to a live recording from the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. This is going to be part number 3 of the message.
Now, let's ask ourselves this question. Why did Noah fail? Now, I don't know for sure, but I'm going to tell you something. Look here, it sure is easy to be the preacher on Sunday. It's easy to look the part. It's easy to stand in the choir and sing from a hymn book. But when you don't have anybody there to please. Them old time, look here, them old time men of God used to tell us, boys, they'd get us in the corner and they'd say, men, let me tell you something, your number one priority is not how you live in front of people. It's how you live when their people's not there. He said that's what integrity is, man. How you live in the darkness. How you live out there, man, outside the church. How you listen, that's how you determine your spirituality.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to be honest with you. When I look at my spirituality meter outside the house of God, sometimes I'm going to tell you something, I ain't ranking too high. Times I ought to turn to the Lord. I'm turning to my pride, turning to my fist. Don't want to take care. Amen. Oh, boy. I tell you, this is what I see. I see that this Jesus said this, and I agree 100% with what he said. He said, if ye then being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good gifts unto them that ask? We're learning this from Noah. We're learning, yes, Noah was a good man. Yes, Noah knew some things about God. But yes, Noah was a man. He was a natural man. He had a tendency.
Yes, right.
He was of flesh. And the flesh will do things that the flesh loves to do.
Right.
If it's not kept under subjection. So we're learning this today. We're learning that Noah, while he was a leader, yes, while God used Noah well, yes, while God meant to help Noah out, I'm going to tell you this, Noah did still have the ability to fall, just like you and I have the ability to fall this morning. You say, preacher, that was the best service I ever had. You better be careful, because your next turn, you're going to find a fall. Amen. Satan loves to tear your life apart.
Amen.
We learned this from Noah. We learned what the Bible said over in Romans chapter number 3, verse 23. We learn it's right. It said this, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And Noah's, that's right, isn't it? All have sinned. Even Noah messed up. Even the one, the preacher, Noah messed up. Also this, we see Noah's sin. We learn that there's a need for us to pray. There's a need for us to be watchful. There's a need for us to be careful. Be diligent, because I'm going to tell you something, your adversary, the devil, he's looking to pounce on you like a roaring lion. He's wanting to rip you apart. Daddies, I'm going to tell you something. Satan's coming for your family.
Amen.
Man, you guys, a word, I heard this the other day. And man, I tell you, it caused the preacher, man, to get in the altar and repent. As a guy got up the other day, he was a preacher. He said, you know, you guys are worried about all of these that are, man, flooding in our borders. But he said, you're letting the devil flood in your door, come through your gate every single day. He said, they're getting to your, the media's getting to your kids. Cell phones are ruining your kids' lives, and you're just letting them walk in the door, amen. Hello. Praise God. Listen, a believer's not immune to falling. You say, preacher, that was my Sunday school teacher. Yeah, well, I'm your preacher too. And I'm not immune to falling. That's the reason why that every time I'm preaching, I'm telling you this, I'm not perfect. I'm not perfect. Don't look here. Don't put all of your, faith in me. Don't put all your love in me. Don't put all your joy in me. Don't come back and say, well, the preacher saved me. I did not.
Right.
Cannot save you, friend.
Yes.
I'm no different than you. I have need of a Savior just like you have need of a Savior, friend. I'm not immune to falling. I'm not immune to failing. Look, leaders are so scared to say that, but that's the truth.
Amen.
We'll look at people like, man, back in the day, old Tammy Faye and what's her husband's name? I forgot. Jim Baker. We'll look at them people and say, how horrible people they are. They ain't horrible people. that they got caught up in the devil's schemes, friend. That we're not immune to failing. We're not immune to falling. Why, preacher? Because we're in the flesh. I want you to know this. The Bible said over there in 1 Corinthians 10, 12, wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. I used to think that the older that I got, the easier this thing's going to get. I thought, well, if I can just get to a certain age, I don't have to worry about no temptation anymore. Them guys seem like they got it together. In fact, I'm going to tell you something. I've learned something, the older that I get, the easier it is to gripe and grumble and complain about everything I don't. Yeah, man. I'm tempted, man, to start judging people quickly. Y'all with me this morning? If they don't look the way I think they ought to look, I'll jump all over it, amen. Not let God do the cleaning. Y'all with me this morning? You got to be careful, amen, because the older you get, the more opinionated you get. You better make sure it stays with the Word of God. Amen. So just think that, man, if you just get older, you can reach a point you ain't going to arrive when you get older. Satan's going to aggravate the fool out of you. When Noah was 600 years old, he built the ark. Around the time frame of 600 years, Noah boarded the ark, amen, the rain came. He was an old man. He should have known better. He got off that ark, he knew better. There wasn't nobody looking, but God was looking. God saw. In Noah's fall, we learned the impacts of sin upon his testimony. There's some who never recover from a tragic fall into sin. There's some here today ain't never recovered because of the tragic fall from sin. They're not with us today. But I want you to know this, that after Noah's sin is recorded in chapter number 9, there's nothing other than his death that's recorded in the rest of his life, in the rest of our chapter. After this sin, nothing is recorded about Noah other than his death. There's 300 years of silence after this sin. All of the testimony, all of the record, all of what Noah did for God, it's all recorded until this particular sin and the rest of his life goes dark. Don't tell me that sin won't take you farther than you want to go. Don't tell me that sin won't, man, cost you more than you want to pay. Don't tell me that sin don't have a faith. It does. I'm telling you this morning, the fall of Noah pointed us to the fact of a need for Christ. Noah can be seen as a deliverer in the Old Testament, no doubt. I mean, he delivered his family, right? Amen. He's the reason why all of us are here. He was delivered from judgment. God used him to be a deliverer. However, we also see this morning, that according to Genesis chapter number 9, we see the deliverer has need now for a deliverer. What are you saying, preacher? I'm trying to tell you that yes, he was the deliverer. Yes, God used him well, but he also had need of another deliverer to come deliver him from his sin's bondage. I want to transition for just a moment. Take your Bible and go to Matthew chapter number 27. Chapter number 27. Give me two people. Owen, I need Owen for sure. Owen, I got to have you. Let me get Corey. You can help out on this. This will be fine. Corey, you're going to be Jesus. Oh, and you're going to be Simon, all right? I want you to see this morning. In the fall of Noah, we can see a need for Christ. Because of our sin nature, according to Isaiah 53 and verse number 6, everybody say, all we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him. Who's that referring to? Jesus laid on him the iniquity of us all. He didn't deserve it. We deserve it. But he didn't deserve it. Look at verse number 27. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the common hall. Is that right? And gathered unto him the whole band of soldiers. And they stripped him and put on him a scarlet robe. And when he had plaited a crown of thorns, they put it upon his head and a reed in his right hand, and they bowed the knee before him and mocked him, saying, Hail, King of the Jews.
Well, I hate to break in right there, but that's about all the time that we have for the broadcast today. Please tune in tomorrow for part number 4 of the message.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.